Welcome to 0 o'clock.
A podcast created to be a safe space to learn and grow. Grab your favorite drink and join us.
Now brewing. Text me.
Welcome. I am your co-host, Kay.
And I'm your co-host, Carrot.
And welcome to episode 5 of season 5.
Not season 3.
Oh, I was like, wait.
I said that last time. I was so confident, too.
I think that was the hilarious part, too.
Yes, but this is why Kay introduces. Because the one time I did it, I messed up.
I think, honestly, I was a little too, like, tipsy. So I was just like, oh, is she going to say something? No, you said it wrong.
But, yeah. So we're here. We're here to bash social media. Just kidding. I mean, we are talking about social media, but are we bashing it? I don't know. Let's find out. But first, what are we drinking?
I am drinking San Pellegrino, the red one. I forgot what it is. I think it's blood orange. Well, it used to be blood orange. I don't know what the name of it is now, but
I made a little random drink of ginger ale, sparkling cranberry and lime water, and then I added cherries.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah.
I love that.
So we're discussing what should we talk about this season. We wanted to do topics that we've kind of been relating to or like happening right now, and one of them was social media and how is that affecting us, but also how does it affect anyone in general. So we're just gonna go through our pros and cons, have a little debate about it. So yeah, where do you want to start off?
Yeah, well, I think also too, like, to add on a little bit, you know, in our Insta bio, it says, right, to adults navigating the world. And I think this is something that, you know, it is like the last topic we talked about, right, of burnout, but also social media, right? Like, they're like two incredible, like, big things happening to our generation specifically. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's sort of the mindset we're both coming in with, right? Like, this is from personal experience and just how it has impacted us. And when I was thinking of what, you know, of what to put on the script for this, all I kept thinking about was our generation, right? Because I think for us, we're like the generation that it's impacting the most, because mm-hmm. you know, a lot of us were so young when the digital age started, right? Mm-hmm. Some of us not even born when it started, mm-hmm. right? And so especially us Gen Z generation, but also, what do we call Gen Z?
Like
Gen Z,
like,
millennial.
We're millennials.
Going on here, right? But I think especially us, like, it's those in the cusp of both, right? It, like, has impacted us in a really drastic and dramatic way at the same time. Right, like, kind of like my thought process behind all of this.
Well, I guess with social media, I'll just say with like the internet, I didn't get a computer in the house. Like, well, that's the thing. So let's like back then, like 20, maybe not even the full like 20 years ago, maybe like 15. I don't know. I'm bad at math, but I guess, okay, around the time of 6 or 7, so however many years ago that was, mm-hmm. is when I got a computer, like, in the house and, like, went on Disney Channel for the first time, mm-hmm. like, DisneyChannel.com. I was so excited. So, like, we were just getting introduced to it. We, like, it wasn't already there. Like, our families, like, people around us, like, schools, just, like, the world was just getting used to the, like, technology world, right? But now, like, the kids nowadays, like they're born into it. They don't need to like learn it, basically. Like they it feels natural to them at this point. And I don't know like how that will affect them when they're like teenagers and they're adults. But I guess with me, like, I feel like social media started affecting me the second I started getting on it, because at first I was just on there to play the games, but then I was finding out about AIM. I don't know if anybody had an AIM, but I had an AIM. I had a Facebook in fifth grade. Like, why do I need a Facebook in fifth grade? Right. And as I like think about this stuff, like, there are things that I wish I could redo differently in terms of social media. Like, I wish I didn't put myself out there as much as I did. But at the same time, like, I always knew I wanted to be a teacher. So I was also very, like, cautious of what I was putting out there. But as, like, the years went on, like, right now, like, social media is, like, on my phone, but I don't go on it. And I get, I made a note about this, like, let's define social media. So I was having this conversation with my roommate. I will get into that later. I was having a conversation and we're just like, well, what's social media? Like, is TikTok social media? Is YouTube social media? And I guess like it depends, because when I first got my computer all those years ago, like, YouTube was mainly just listening to music. Like, I don't know if that was social media. But nowadays, like, you can find anything on YouTube. And I feel like it does, like, play a role and influence you in a really big way. Like, hence the fact that they're all influencers. TikTok, I don't know, because it's social media, like, is the point of it being like social? Like, is TikTok more of just like videos that you watch, kind of like Vine or whatever? Or is it like social media? Like, you interact, you talk to people. I don't know.
Well, I think it can also be, you know, said that even through videos, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can still connect with people that way. I'm just thinking about like specifically TikTok, right? And like, you're not really like interacting with this said person, but they are like influencing you, or basically swaying your point of view, and, you know, making you think in a very particular way, right? Like, when we think about influencing, and especially like, I think that's a completely different conversation too. But when we think about that, it's like, you can be so easily swayed on TikTok. Like, sometimes it's literally just an audio and pictures, like whatever it is, that new feature that's been going on about like people just showing like what I bought, you know, haul or whatever, and you're like, oh, this kind of looks cool, and the next thing you know, you're already going and like to the website that they bought it from and buying it, right? So for me, it's more of like, how are you connecting with people that you normally would not? Like, that's how I see social media. And that's, I feel like, TikTok's way of doing it, right? Like, I think it has become that platform of like, how do I influence you to get something? Or how do I make you do this trend that is catchy, right? So it is connecting, but I think in a very particular and completely different way than like social media platforms like Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, right? Like, I don't know if that made sense, but.
Well, I feel like I would put Twitter in like the same section as like YouTube and TikTok, and then like Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, like they're all social media, but in two different ways. Like, when I like ignore social media or say like I'm not on social media, I mean like I don't really go on Instagram, I don't go on Facebook, I don't do Snap. Like, I don't want to see what people in my life are up to, but I don't mind going on like TikTok. Like, I don't mind seeing things about strangers. And like, in terms of like what I mean by I don't want to see what people in my life are up to, it's just like, at the time when like my mental health was really low, like I was just like getting anxious, like seeing what are other people doing, like how do they look, like all of these things. And I mean, that comes to like talk about the con of social media, like the big comparison. But I, for me, like, it's harder when I'm comparing myself to people that I, like, know, used to know, grew up with, family members. Like, it's, I feel worse when I find myself comparing myself to these people versus if I'm comparing myself to, like, some stranger or celebrity, it doesn't affect me in the same way. Like, I, my mindset, at least, is just like, well, they're, like, they're that person. Like, that's Kim Kardashian. I'm not trying to do all of that. But, like, if I go on, like, Instagram and I see, like, people from, like, high school, like, doing this or going there, and I'm like, what am I doing wrong? And so that's where, like, my divide is. But that's also, like, how social media is impacting us. Like, the fact that we even compare. And sometimes it just happens without you even realizing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I think that's, like, totally valid. I was also thinking of, like, I don't know if I should. Well, there's a surprise coming later on in an episode in the future. And this was a couple of weeks ago. And to, like, for me to, like, my life is just so ingrained in social media. And I mean, like, every single aspect. Like, Twitter. Not Facebook, really, because I really, like, I only have family there and I don't care about them. So, ignore Facebook. I always ignore Facebook. But, like, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, you know, and like, we had this conversation briefly, but, like, does Pinterest even count as social media, right? Mm-hmm. And so, for me, to not be on social media is, like, super hard. Like, even, what was it? Like, I think I was going on, let me see. I think I was trying to go on WhatsApp too. And I was like, oh, I'm interacting with people. But, like, I think that's the way that I see it. Like, I'm just, like, interacting with people and just seeing what they're doing, even though they're not close to me, right? Mm-hmm. For me, it's really, really, really hard to leave Twitter. Like, I had Facebook first, like, a big social media platform. Like, I had AIM and all of that. But I had Facebook first, I think around 2010, I created my account. And then 2012, I created my Twitter. And I used Twitter, like, literally, what has it been? 11 years. And I have used Twitter almost every fucking single day of my life. And I just can't let it go. And, like, there's moments where I'm just like, I'm going to stop using Twitter. Like, I'm going to stop opening it. Next thing I know, I'm, like, unlocking my phone and my finger automatically goes to Twitter. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it is so hard for me to, like, go of that. And I don't understand why. Like, for me, it's literally, like, the fucking morning newspaper to me. Like, first thing I do, I wake up, open Twitter. What has been going on Twitter? I have literally notifications from Twitter overnight. And so I'm just, like, scrolling through my notifs, like, what has been going on at night while I was sleeping. And it's just like, I literally was like, this is pretty bad. Like, I'm just like, mm-hmm. I can't even rely. Like, I can go literally months without Facebook, literally have not opened that app in, like, years. Mm-hmm. Months without Instagram. Like, I don't post. Maybe will I see people's stories, but that's about it. Like, I don't care about anything else out there. But Twitter, like, and I think for me, it really stems on that part of, like, connecting with people that you're not around with. And I think social media, that's the basis of it all, right? Like, you're connecting with people one way or another. Mm-hmm. And I feel like all of these, like, social media platforms that have came out, you're doing it one way or another. I was on yesterday, like, I literally was thinking about this yesterday because I was in the car doing the script for this episode. And I was, like, on my home screen and I see my, like, be real and it's like, time to be real. And I was like, oh shit, time to snap, like, my posts of the day. And as I'm taking my picture, I'm like, why the fuck do people care about what I'm doing at this moment? Like, I'm just like, but at the same time, it's like, oh, but I'm connecting with my friends. Like, I'm seeing what they're doing in this moment in time. Yeah. And I'm just like, this is, like, it's gone way too far. Like,
what is be real?
It's like snap, like, you're sending your daily streak, but, like, you send it at a certain time. Like, they send you a notification, like, you have, like, 2 minutes to post your B-reel. And it's like, you should, like, it's not a mandatory thing, but it's like, you should do it right now so that you are literally real with your friends. Mm. At this Yeah. I always do it late though. Like I literally do it like hours later.
That's a, here I am being influenced and I'm like, should I get this app?
I was influenced. I like when I first found out about Be Real, I was like, this just sounds like Snapstreaks. Uh-huh. And I'm too fucking old for Snapstreaks. Like I uh-huh. can't be doing that shit. And then my coworker, she's also an influencer and an artist. She has her own like small shop. She's like, do you have Be Real? And I was like, no. And we're like the only like the two youngest. So she was like, what? You don't have Be Real? How can you not have Be Real? And I was like, should I get it? And she was like, it's so fun. And then my friends also were talking to me and they were like, you should get Be Real, like let's connect. And then it took me a couple of months, but I was like, fine, I'll do it. Here I am. Do I do it every day now? I literally go like 5 a week, 2 weeks without it. And then I'm like, shit, I should post something. Mm-hmm. But again, it goes back to that point, right? Of like, you are influenced to do something yeah. to connect with people.
Well, that kind of like goes with, I literally have the Finch app, which is for mental health. But at the end of the day, like, yeah, it's mental health. But the fact that like I was able to influence people to get a Finch app for their mental health, like mm-hmm. it's so easy to influence others to do things when it comes to an app.
Right.
Like everything is on a screen. And I also noticed like how much my day includes like being on a screen. Like we're always talking about, oh, like what hobbies, but like my hobby is the second I have some free time, like Twitter is your poison. Like TikTok has been my thing way too much. Like I'll be on there and I don't even know where the time has gone. Like, and I don't like that. I want to do other things. I want to be more active. I want to have new hobbies, but also like just thinking about how draining the day is, like when I sit down, like what's the easiest thing to do? Get on your phone and go mm-hmm. on any social media account.
Yeah.
But I do think like, I don't know the history behind social media being created, but I think a big part of it was being able to connect with people that you're not around, like family members, friends, like you don't see them all the time. And like, yeah, that's good. Like I can talk to Kay, I can talk to Kat, but that's texting. Like all the other stuff, like is that necessary? Like Instagram, like I rarely post. I don't want to post that much anymore. I never really do. I only snap one person. And I deleted Facebook off my phone. But I will say with like your whole like Twitter habit, I feel like have you ever read the book Atomic Habits?
No. I've seen portions of it.
Yeah, and I feel like that's like something like to experiment with, like using that book to help you experiment with the idea of like either deleting the app or moving the app to like a different part of your phone and just seeing like if you still go and find the app, because I like at this point it's so unconscious, like you mm-hmm. pick up your phone in the morning, you go straight to Twitter like without mm-hmm. even thinking about it.
Well, and that day that you know what I'm talking about, like mm-hmm. that's where I messed up, like because again I didn't realize that I was doing it until whatever. But then I realized, like, literally my first instinct in the morning was to go on fucking Twitter. And I was like, and I didn't realize this until, like, I wake up around 6. And I didn't realize that until, like, 10 in the morning. Like, what the, go fucking figure.
Well, I feel like with me, at least my schedule, I do not pick up my phone in the morning, like, to go on social media. Like, I'll pick it up for maybe, like, 5 minutes, but I'm just like, go, go, go. My thing is, the reason why I can't wake up is because I don't go to sleep. Like, I go on TikTok. Like, part of my nighttime routine is getting onto TikTok or YouTube. But I also, like, I can't sleep without something on. And I don't know if that's, like, from, like, growing up with TikTok. Oh, not TikTok. Whoa. Growing up with social media or growing up with just like the TV. Like, I don't know where that's from, but like I need a YouTube video to fall asleep or I cannot do it. Mm-hmm. So like, can I really go without social media? Like it's now, so ingrained into my routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is so funny. I'm the opposite. I can literally knock out, like, mm-hmm. I've been going to sleep, not recently, but for a really long time, I was going to sleep at 9, 10. But mm-hmm. the thing is like, I fall asleep, like, flat. Like, I am on my bed, whoop, gone. Like, I don't go on media. Like, literally after, I think, probably, like, 9, I stop being on my phone. But the first thing I do in the morning is go on my phone and, like, catch up on everything I missed overnight. So it's, like, it's so funny to see, like, the polarity of both. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I think also to, like, going back a little bit, right? So if any of you have ever seen, and I honestly highly recommend watching this, The Social Network. First of all, I was obsessed with The Social Network for a while. I don't know why. But it's about, like, it's a very dramatized version of how Facebook was formed. But again, it talks about, like, what, like, what's his fucking name? Mark Zuckerberg, like, his idea behind it, like, how it came to be, how he lied about it, whatever, like, all of these things, like, how to get investors and all of that. But it also tells you, like, it like, explains to you, like, the reasoning behind the formation of Facebook. And at first it was to connect people to different parts of the world, but now when we think about, like, and this is just, like, Facebook, like, not even other social media, but, like, when we think about Facebook then, and, like, in the formation of Facebook back, and what was it, like, the 2000s, like, the late 2000s, mm-hmm. when you think about it now, it is literally one of the most giant markets ever. Like, mm-hmm. if you want to talk about an employer now, mm-hmm. that has, like, an incredible amount of value, think about Facebook. Like, they're literally fucking everywhere. You want to work with Facebook? Fine. You want to work with Grubhub? Connect to Facebook. You want to work with Instagram? Connect to Meta, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's, like, the whole, like, thing behind it, like, was just because it wanted to connect people, and now it has become this big conglomerate structure, mm-hmm. that literally has an impact on everyone's life. Mm-hmm. I find that part fascinating, where I'm just like, this is the way, like, not just social media, but the digital age has become. And, like, not to be freaky or, like, be, like, this, like, conspiracist or whatever, because I am, but not to be that person, but AI, I think that's the new, like, thing when it comes to, like, the digital media. But, like, AI is, like, coming, and it's coming fast, and it's getting fucking scary. And social media has a really big artificial intelligence. So, like, those basically, like, robots, like, that can function by themselves or whatever, but right now there's, like, I don't know if you've seen it on TikTok, but it's, like, a trend where people have been, like, doing covers with another person's voice. So, like, I've seen a couple where, like, I don't know, like, Ariana Grande singing, like, a Mexican song, but it's using her voice. And with AI, like, or artificial intelligence, they're able to do that, and they're able to, like, I heard this one cover of her fake, the IA Ariana, and it was, like, really scary, because it also had, like, her little, like, hums and, like, her ad libs, mm-hmm. between the song, and I'm just like, that is something that she would actually do. Was it the best? No, but it was very, like, close to her actual voice, and I'm just like, this is scary. And if somebody, like, for example, like, if your voice is being, like, if it's anywhere in the internet or anywhere in the web, mm-hmm. and can be traced, somebody can put your voice to say some crazy shit. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to think about it, because then I get scared. Thinking about, I'm going to skip over it. But let's just say that, but right?
That's also, like, the new thing on Snapchat, like, your AI or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's on Snapchat. I had no idea about that. And then I, like, went on, and I'm like, I named mine Court, and I made it look like Kourtney Kardashian. but then I was like, yeah, let's not use this. Let's not mess around with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I just feel like social media or the internet, it was just like created to gain all this information, like to help have more access to information. But at this point, like, do we have too much access? I think we do. And I don't think there's not enough restrictions. And that goes into the younger generation of just like what kids are exposed to and like what they know nowadays is far more than what we knew years ago. And that's scary as well.
Right.
But is will they like grow up and like be smarter than us, like know more than us, or like will it be like detrimental to them? Who knows? And I feel like we won't really know.
Right.
And then like that, what I just said, like reminds me of the whole like radiation thing of like our phones, like we're the guinea pigs of like what's gonna happen in the future. Like, are we all like with cancer because of radiation? Like, I sleep with this right next to me. Like, what's gonna happen? Who knows? And I think about that almost every single night, but I still fall asleep with my phone next to me.
Yeah. And also, like, going back to the AI thing, because I had recently read this New York Times post, and it was saying basically how the godfather of AI, so he's basically like the person who first like introduced AI with his grad students. They did like a I'm guessing like a project with them, and it actually like something came out of it, which was a very what is it, like a very drafty version of artificial intelligence as we know it now. But they introduced it to Google. He ended up working for Google, and so he ended up quitting recently. Like, this was like about he did this project with them, like I think around 2012. He recently quit working for Google because he wants to tell people, like, AI is becoming really scary, and like it's not because, it's just it's getting in the hands of the wrong people, and people are using it for really bad things. I think that can also be said for any type of social media, anything that you consume in the digital web. That is what has happened, right? Like, when we think about, like, I even think about like Instagram 10 years ago. Like, that shit was just a funny filter on top of a picture, and you just posted it and whatever. Now, literally, influencers live there. Like, so much body, like, dysmorphia, like, going on. Like, it is just like,
Like you can't even scroll through without a freaking ad. Like
right?
I hate the suggested for you. Like, I don't want all of that stuff. Like, I miss the old Instagram of everybody with their stupid dog filter on and posting it.
Yeah, and it's just like it, like everything has become monetized, and also like has just become incredibly free in the sense of like anyone can gain access to information.
And it's like while it's good that like anybody can like go on and like make something, at the same time, like it's pretty bad that anyone can go on and make something. Like just think of like catfishing. They made a whole TV show about catfishing. But think of catfishing in terms of like something that's even worse than just like, oh, I thought I was dating this person, but it turns out to be this person. Like imagine what goes on that we don't know. Also, what is it called? The black market, that scares me. What is on that? What does that even mean to be on the black market? Like I'm never gonna be on it, but like who started that? How did that start? Like what is happening?
Like, even cyber terrorism. Okay. A little side note, but it has a lot to do with what we're talking about. I hope I'm gonna be as vague as possible, so hopefully no one comes and I don't know, like drills my door down or something. I don't know. I'm gonna sound a little conspiracist right now, sorry. So we do a lot of and I'm not gonna specify the we, just so I'm safe. We do a lot of cybersecurity trainings, just so because the cyber web and the dark web is such a really big thing. And a lot of information gets infiltrated through like really like any type of cyber wall. And recently there was an outage, not gonna say where, and people are speculating it's because of the cyber terrorism. And it impacted a lot of people for about 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, but that again goes right to like the whole like, you never know what people are doing behind the screen. And also, like a parenthesis in all of this is like the fact that us, like me and you specifically, because we're the ones obviously on the fucking podcast, but we're the ones, I feel like just in general, this conversation has been like very much bashing and rightfully so, because I think like over the years, like that's just what has happened. And like, it just has gone from really a platform or platforms that could be used for good and have been turned into bad. And I think both of us are incredibly aware and recognize all of it that comes out of it, and obviously it has impacted our lives in like really groundish ways. But the fact that we still consume it, it's just, you know, like it's like, and I'm not saying we consume it because like, how do I put this? It's just like the only way to connect with people, right? It's like the only platform we have where we're able to do this, but it's like it comes with a risk. I don't know how to word that, but take it as you will.
I wonder, like, I have like a list of like people that I'm thinking in my head of like, does everybody like think about this stuff? Like, I feel like there are people that can just go on social media, like do their thing, and then like not really care. But it's so like deep and scary. You're right. Like, yeah, we're bashing it, but we're also using it. Like, we're creating a whole podcast. And while we are talking about the negative parts of it, like a positive part of social media and the internet is that we're able to do this. Like, there are a lot of pros, but there are so many cons. And I don't think enough people are thinking about the cons. Or if some people are having a conversation about it, it's more of like they're doing it for show, like just to have the conversation with somebody. But I don't know. I don't think like there's no way to solve anything with what's going on with social media. I don't think so. It's just a part of your life. And I think that's like sad and scary that it's it's just always going to be there now.
Yeah, it's like we're and this might sound very first, what is it, first world of us, what's the fucking name for it, but I just think it's like we have to live with it, right? Like at this point, like it's everywhere, it's literally everywhere, you can't escape it.
I think it's like more important just to teach people how to be safe on the internet and like the things that you should do and you should not do and like who you should talk to, who you shouldn't talk to. I will say like one of the biggest like risky things was like going on Omegle. Like, why is that a thing? Like, like now that I'm older, like that is scary. Like, that's not fun. Yeah. What is the point of Omegle? Like, just normally
to make friends, but I feel like people like went too far with that.
Yeah, I don't know,
that is so true. I'm thinking also of like, not that you brought that up, right, we grew up at a like, we grew up with social media on the rise, like literally like blooming into fruition, like at a point in our life that was really crucial, right? And like our brains weren't even like developed yet. And we were using something I feel like super heavy at a very young age. And imagine that. We were like probably like around 10 to 14 when all of this was going on. Little kids are using these types of things at like 5, 6, 7. And I'm just like, that's what scares me, honestly. Like,
but I feel like that's where people like have the control of how do they restrict their kids. Like those iPad kids, like they need like child restrictions on there. Like, they shouldn't be able to have access to anything. Like, I know my aunt, like her Apple ID is the same as her kid, so they can't like buy anything without her approval because she's the only one with the password, like stuff like that. But then there are people where it's like the kids have their own social media, and I'm like, why? They're seven, like. Or I feel like the biggest thing right now, like, I don't think kids are making like Instagrams, but like my students in first grade, they're talking about their group chats on like Snapchat, or like the TikToks they're making, or like what they're doing on Discord. And I'm like, that's a lot. That's a lot. Yeah. For first grade, that's a lot.
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And I will back you 100% on that.
I was in first grade. I was hyped that I was playing the Lilo and Stitch sandwich maker game. You know, the one where you like go back and forth and it doesn't. That's what I was doing. But these kids like are on TikTok, like doing dances that I can't even do. And I'm like, is that even appropriate?
Yeah. I think all in all, right? Like, I know a lot of our conversation has been very, I don't want to say negative. Like, I don't want that term for this, because I think it's very informative because of how dangerous it is. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people need to vocalize that a lot more, right? Like, social media has become dangerous. Mm-hmm. We just see it on like an everyday type of scale, so we see it as we go, and so we're just like, this is normal. But when you see it through a bird's eye view, it is not fucking normal.
Mm-hmm.
But has it been, you know, a positive for all of us? Absolutely. Like, I think there's a lot of positive things that have come out of social media. We just have to be very self-aware on the way that we use it.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that comes until like you get older, like,
right?
Like, that's a lot what, yeah. Being younger, like being in your teens, like you don't know what you're really doing, and like you might think that you know what you're doing, but then you'll get older and you're like, oh no, like what did I do?
Right, that's what I was just about to say too. I was like, if you were to tell that to me 10 years ago, I would have been like, and honestly, I was on One Direction on Twitter for a really long time. That's why I joined Twitter, if you wanted to know. But when I was on there, I think I was around 15 at the moment, though. There's a lot of ageism in previous fandoms, mm-hmm. I've been on. And I think, especially in One Direction fandom, that was a very big thing. Like, yeah. After you hit, I think it was like maybe 22, people will call you old on Twitter. And it was like, you don't deserve to be a fan. Like, how dare you? Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, just a lot of like negativity going around. But mm-hmm. I remember there was this one like thread I was reading back then. And it was basically saying, like, I'm 22 and I'm getting bashed for liking something by 15-year-olds, like legit 15-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, but at the same time, like, you guys need to, like, they were also being mean, but they were like, at least I don't need to ask permission to do things, or mm-hmm. I don't need to, like, I can be my own, like, I am my own body and my own mind, like, I don't have mm-hmm. to rely on my parents. And but they were also like saying, like, you know, like, it's also a very dangerous place to be, like, online at that age, because you don't know, like, what's good and what's bad for you. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was like a back and forth type of thing. And then the other person was like, but I can do whatever I want. I'm behind the screen. I don't know. It was like some crazy shit going on back then. But like, that's true. Like, it, like, I'm just like, what the fuck was I doing back then with all of this? But that mm-hmm. is so true. Like, I was 15. Like, I was introduced to a lot of things that I shouldn't have seen at that age
mm-hmm.
on social media. And now it's like, I didn't think about that at that age. I didn't think about how dangerous it was to meet strangers online, right? Or like talk with them online. Mm-hmm. But now I'm just like, oh, like, at least the friends that I have made online, like, I actually know them, and like, I've met them personally, and like, I have a trust with them. But also, I'm at an age where I'm making that conscious choice. I'm not making it because I'm being like told, like, this is the norm, you have to do it.
Yeah.
And I see kids now, and I'm just like, I see like my nieces, and I'm just like, it is so dangerous, like, to be especially I think like so young and in social media.
Yeah, but also these kids are out of pocket. Like I couldn't even like imagine doing some of those things that they've been doing online, and I'm like, what? Like I'm still scared of my dad right now. Like I still wouldn't do that now. So they're, I don't know, but protect your kids, protect yourself.
Sure. Don't go on the dark web.
Yeah, I don't know what's on there. I'm scared. But I don't know. It's only gonna get like more and more and more and more and more advanced. And who knows what? Who knows what did that guy say about Google? Did he actually say what they're doing, or did he just say that it's scary?
No. Look, I think I even pulled up the post right now.
That's like creepy. But you're right. But it's just like, how are people with like the power, the money, like using social media and the internet against us? Like, we don't even know. We don't know what's planned. What is the government doing? The government's probably watching us right now.
Yeah. A part of what he said, quote, right, of the quote of the actual post, it says, he quit his job at Google, right, so he could freely speak about the risks of AI. A part of him, he said, quote unquote, now regrets his life's work. It is hard to see how you can prevent the bad actors from using it for bad things. But he didn't specify what. But so, right, if a major player in like a really big thing,
Like literally the creator of this basically is saying, yeah, like, no, it's bad. Like, yeah, just imagine what's being like planned.
That's what I'm saying. It's scary. Like, the conversations behind AI currently literally scare the shit out of me. And I'm just like, this world, I think, has just been so consumed by, like, evilness and greediness that I'm baffled.
Well, I think, like, if you think about it way too hard, like, you can never feel safe. And, like, I'm not going to let myself get to that point right now. But
I think about it too hard, but then my anxiety gets to me and I just forget about it. Like, I literally block it out and I'm just like, I can't think about this too much because I will literally shit my pants. But anyways, how was your moment? Yeah, protect yourself. Be nice on the internet.
What is the thing from that lady? And hide your wife, hide your kids.
Yeah, for real. Just lock yourself somewhere.
Not us ending the episode with follow us on.
On that note, on how bad social media is.
Please follow us on our social media platforms. Thank you.
On our Instagram and Twitter.
And remember when we tried doing a TikTok, aka me, and I failed?
Yeah, and then I was like, and then we were just like, that was funny.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's our episode on social media.
Follow us on our Instagram, 0 o'clock podcast,
and our Twitter, 0 o'clock pod. And we'll be back soon.
2 minutes.
We'll be back with another episode that's way more fun than this one.
Oh,
hopefully we didn't. Yeah, hopefully we didn't like discourage you. Actually, I don't think anyone can discourage anyone from social media. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, we can have all of this negative talk. I don't want to call it negative. I just want to think constructive criticism of social media. We can do all of that.
We're still gonna use it.
It was going one ear and out the other for me.
Yep, I'm gonna fall asleep soundly to my YouTube video after I've watched a lot of TikToks, and Kay will wake up to her doom scrolling on Twitter. And that's our night routine / morning routine.
Yeah. Literally what we do. So it's like, yeah, all of this talk, and we're still gonna do the same thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And see. Bye.
Bye.